You will never be a real woman. You have no womb, you have no ovaries, you have no eggs. You're a homosexual man twisted by drugs and surgery into a crude mockery of nature's perfection. All the validation you get is two-faced and half-hearted. Behind your back, people mock you. Your parents are disgusted and ashamed of you. Your friends laugh at your ghoulish appearance behind closed doors. Men are utterly repulsed by you. Thousands of years of evolution have allowed men to sniff out frauds with incredible efficiency. Even trannies who pass look uncanny and unnatural to a man. Your bone structure is a dead giveaway. And even if you manage to get a drunk guy home with you, he'll turn tail and bolt the second he gets a whiff of your diseased, infected axe wound. You will never be happy. You wrench out a fake smile every single morning and tell yourself it's going to be okay. But deep inside, you feel the depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you under the unbearable weight. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. You'll buy a rope, tie a noose, put it around your neck, and plunge into the cold abyss. Your parents will find you, heartbroken but relieved that they no longer have to live with the unbearable shame and disappointment. They'll bury you with a headstone marked with your birth name, and every passerby for the rest of eternity will know a man is buried there. Your body will decay and go back to the dust, and all that will remain of your legacy is a skeleton that is unmistakably male. This is your fate. This is what you chose. There's no turning back.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. I'm Luigi, Mick Branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? Carnivore diet. Then we're going to talk about, look at that bulge, wow. Then we're going to talk about, video shows mass order of KFC arriving to Z's hotel during Putin visit. Then, oh no. Then, penultimate thread, a stop to the economic game. And for the finale, we'll dive into V and talk about fighting games. Because it's my fucking show, I do what I want. That's the show! You know what we're not talking about? You know what we're not talking about today? You know what we're not talking about today? Trump. I'm talking about Trump, you know why? Because it was all bullshit, that's why. Because it was all bullshit. Like we didn't know that was coming! And we didn't know it was all bullshit! 2 weeks always fucking wins. 2 weeks always wins. 2 weeks never fucking loses. Okay, first thread of the day. Carnivore diet. You have switched to the carnivore diet, right, Pole? Remember, the only way to get a physique like this is to eat red meat and red meat alone. Yeah, super raw meat, right? Full of parasites, delicious parasites. Mmm, yeah. And also, over $10,000 of steroids a month as well. That might help. That might help that physique a bit. Over $10,000 in steroids each month. That might help. Just a little. A little. A little. Eating raw meat is dumb as shit. I even, in my older videos, if you've watched me for a while, I was following Cole really hard for a while, and Cole eats raw ground beef, which is stupid. Why anybody would eat raw meat is beyond me, okay? Having medium rare steak is not eating raw beef, okay? That's a delicious steak with a rare red middle. Okay, that's medium rare steak, that's delicious, okay? That is how it is meant to be made, okay? Raw beef is, we evolved out of the stone ages by cooking meat, okay? We are fucking smart animals that have learned through evolution and our fucking innate genius to cook the fucking meat before we eat it. Okay, and it actually makes it taste better as well, because that's how we have evolved to like the way cooked meat tastes. Because you know why? Because those humans survived longer than humans that liked raw beef. Okay, that's just how it was. People that liked the cooked meat ate the cooked meat and they survived, and the people that ate the raw meat didn't and they died. Very simple. Very fucking simple. Yeah, well poisoning post. Just came here to say this is bullshit. Raw beef is bullshit. This dude is nothing but bullshit that takes a bunch of steroids. That's how, the only way to get a body like this, steroids. Roids. You see someone like this, yoked like this? Roids. They do fucking roids, and they're gonna have little tiny itty bitty testicles when they're an old man. Itty bitty testicles. Next thread. Why do white women keep behaving less and less feminine? Picture is this man holding up this white Aryan woman. Is it a woman? Is it a tranny? Who knows? It looks like a woman. My tranny radar isn't beeping. That's a woman, right? That's a cutie, right? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. That has to be a plate, right? That's like a pad, right? That has to be a... Who designs a pad like that? Who designs a pad like that? They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. Everyone's like, meat flaps, look at that bulge. But is it legit? Is it really legit? Is it really? I don't know, man. That looks like a pad. This dude says, notice anything? There's like hair stuck in the knee pad. Did you? Yeah, ripped out the hair of her opponent. Man, imagine getting dominated by a woman like this. Imagine getting dominated by this whammon. Buff ripped. Look at that whammon. Look at those muscles. Dude, she's juicing, right? She's juicing, right? You don't get... Look at that fucking... Dude, she is juicing, right? Come on, Dad. That's not good. Don't give your daughter juice. That's why. That's fucked up, Dad. That's fucked up. Holy fucking juice, man. She is juicing hard. Look at that fucking vein. Oh, see, this guy zoomed in for us. Thank you, Anon. Thank you. Blessed work right there. That is definitely a fucking pad. Why would you design a pad like this? That is done on... Whoever designed that pad knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. They knew that pad was going on teenage girls. They knew what they were doing. This kike says her clit is literally larger than her tits. That's not her clit. That's a pad. That's why I'm awestruck. Who designed such a thing? They knew what they were doing. We keep saying that because they did. It's because they did. They knew what they were doing. Snip. I'm loving this. I am loving this. Notice anything? We don't need the red circle, buddy. We don't need the red circle. This is great. These are the best threads. Next, we have video shows mass order of KFC arriving to Z's hotel during Putin visit, even though it's supposed to have been rebranded in Russia. So they got the old bags out for Z? They got the old bags out for him and everything? Cool. You have to give it to us in the old bags. Or else. Also, people wonder why there's so many bags like this. Guys, this is to prevent them from getting assassinated. This is... They basically order from like 50 different... They get as many different fast food restaurants as they could get. They put them all together. And then they pick one at random, you know, so it doesn't get poisoned. They don't get killed. They don't eat all of it. And then I'm sure they just give whatever's left over to the guards. And then maybe one of the guards randomly dies from the poison or something. He's not going to eat all of this. It's just so he doesn't get poisoned. This American says, I don't get the point. The point of bringing all these bags of KFC, it's so he doesn't get poisoned, you retard. Just said that. Too bad you can't hear me. Hilo says, that's for security staff. Yeah, maybe after they give Z what he wants. Maybe it's for them then. Sanction bros. Like, you can still get KFC at McDonald's. What happened? Yeah, they pulled out of that country for no reason whatsoever, just to lose money, basically. Cool, good job, dumbass companies. Z just wanna Diablo 4 beta key. Dude, if you buy a double down, you get a beta key? Wow, no one gives a shit. Wow, new Blizzard, no one gives a fuck. New Blizzard, I'm gonna pay $70 to play Diablo 4. I guess, maybe. We'll see. Maybe I'll be weak enough to give in. Then, I hope not. Fuck new Blizz. Fuck all of this. Fuck all of this. Next thread. Oh no! Picture is... It's the demon sphere, guys. It's the demon sphere! It's the radioactive ball. Death. Basically, what happens? If this metal thingy completely touches the bottom of this thingy, then that starts the nuclear reaction and everything blows up, basically. Basically, that's how the bombs start. How do they start the nuclear bomb? They slam this plate into this plate, and then the nuke happens. That's what happens, okay? So you can't let this touch this. You can't let this touch this, or bad things happen. Very bad things, okay? And it's called the Demon Sphere because, like, 11 people died or something. I don't know. How many people? It's probably an exaggeration. A lot of people died because of this thingy. This American says, why does my mouth taste metallic all of a sudden? There's that famous scene. I guess we could watch it. Why not? Fuck. Can't let the metal thingy touch the other metal thingy. Guys, remember that. Don't let the metal thingy touch the other metal thingy.
Everybody ready?
Meter's ready.
Here we go.
Where are the shims, you idiot? Where are the shims?
Got it?
40. Everybody back right now.
Behind the wall.
He's already dead, guys. He's already dead.
Everybody should make it. Except me. I'm dead.
Dead, he knows it. Curse of knowledge. It's critical! Crazy, fucking crazy. Everyone's saying based. We have a leaf saying nuclear power is based and every reactor on Earth combined is less dangerous than a single synthetic chemical plant. Okay, leaf. What, nukes aren't fake? You're not gonna say nukes are fake? Seems to be a leaf trend recently. Nukes are fake. This guy would have had a sick YouTube channel. Wouldn't he have had a cool YouTube channel? Dude, I love when they animatize stuff like this. Let's just play with the high density nuclear fission material. Love it. This American says, not sure I'd be doing that without gloves. This Aussie says, they were experimenting how close they could get a core to critically, I assumed a critical, simply by shielding it. Didn't go well. They wanted to see how close it would be to super nuclear explosion just by putting the shield around it. Crazy, man. Crazy. He begged his doctors to kill him. Dude, he probably experienced the worst pain imaginable. Oh my god. He was dead right there, and he just wasn't dead yet. I mean, his DNA was ripped apart at the molecular level. The molecular level, his DNA couldn't, like, his body couldn't do its thing anymore. He fell apart, literally. He quite literally fell apart. Bloodily. It was very painful, I'm sure. Should have just, I mean, honestly, they should have euthanized. If there was ever a case for euthanasia, okay, that's it, right there, man. He was dead. The dude knew he was dead. That's, I mean, you're gonna die the most painful death imaginable. Oh, man. In response to, not sure I'd be doing that without gloves, this guy says, that's why no one will remember your name. No one will remember your name, buddy. You will achieve nothing. This Spanish anon says, someone post the Rule 34 Demon Core.
Rule 34 Demon Core. You know there is some of it. You know that it exists. You know it exists. You know it does. Valentine's Day's coming up, fellas. Make your day with the Demon Core. Okay. Penultimate thread of the day. A stop to the economic game. GameStop just posted a massive unexpected profit. GameStop stock is sitting at near plus 50% in after-hours trading. I'm not going to read the rest of this faggot's Reddit-spaced post, but oh man, which friend asked me for financial advice? Who was that? Let's go see. Cure for COVID. I got an extra 1,000 bucks. Should I pay off my credit card or buy gold or silver? What you should have done is buy fucking GameStop, apparently. If you would have just bought GameStop stock alone, you would have tripled your money here for COVID. You would have put 1,000 in, you would have got over 3,000 back. Just like that. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Now, if you would have bought calls for GameStop, very short-term calls, holy fucking shit. And if you bought them out of the money, and now they're in the money, oh my god, dude. You'd have, god, $50,000 plus, probably. $100,000, maybe, more. You'd be fucking rich. Cure for COVID wants to know what platform I buy and sell crypto on. Kraken. Probably not smart to say that. Well, Kraken. Don't ever, and I've said this every single show I've done. Do not keep try to keep as little money on the exchanges as possible. Don't ever have your money on the exchanges. Have your money in wallets. As long as you have your keys and stuff safe, those are safe forever. Okay, if your money is on a exchange and then that exchange goes down, your money is gone. I've said that many times. So don't keep your money on exchanges. Dumb idea. You could lose it. But I use Kraken. They need a lot of information. It kind of sucks, but everywhere needs information. GameStop. Why? This kind of makes me think. Because this happened after hours, by the way. You wouldn't have even known about this until after the stock market closed today. So this kind of makes me feel like the stock market's going to crash tomorrow. This makes me think it's going to crash tomorrow. I don't know. Who knows? They did a global can kick, guys. I have no fucking clue how long it's going to take to crash now. They did a global can kick, but the thing is, it didn't really do much. I told you they wouldn't be able to kick the can very much farther. I mean, they've basically all but insured inflation now. So it's like, what do they do? It's just, they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. They're trying to keep everything from imploding in on itself. And now they've done that thing where all the European banks are now merged with the central bank and the US banks. Like they're all buddy-buddy now. They're all going to bail each other out or something. Like, okay, we'll see how that plays out. Sure. Sounds to me like they're all going to crash together. That's what it sounds like to me. But we'll see. It's GameStop is a meme stock, and it's never, I never believed that the companies got out of their short positions. It never peaked to what I thought it would peak at. It never, I don't know what the kikes did to set, I never understood how the kikes settled their short positions, because it never appeared like they did, ever. Nothing, there was no real indicators. Like, the only thing people could come up with was, like, maybe, like, gradually over time using basically, this is what people said they were doing, okay? This is so complicated and convoluted, I'm gonna try my best to explain it. The companies betted that GameStop was gonna fail. So much so that they bet more stock than even existed. Okay, they really shenanigans did, okay? They basically broke the stock market to make this bet. Regular people noticed that they broke the stock market to make that bet, so they bet against them. So now these big kikish groups of people were stuck. They were stuck with all these short positions that were basically hemorrhaging money every single day. Basically, every single day that they held these short positions, they were losing not just millions of dollars, guys, billions of dollars a day just by holding these positions. So they had to get rid of these positions. And people didn't understand, like, there was, and if they got rid of the positions, then the stock would shoot up astronomically high and they would lose money and everything would collapse. So it was kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it never happened. Okay, why did it never happen? Well, some people were theorizing, they were betting both sides. So they would buy calls on GameStop and then they would sell their stock, which would cause GameStop to go up, which would make them money on the calls they bought on GameStop. So they could like manipulate their own bad position to make their money back. So people were saying that's how they made their money back, but it was kind of questionable. Now I'm kind of wondering, did they ever even leave the short position, or were they still in it? Like, is it still super shorted? Because it's like GameStop's so worthless now. It's like $17 a share because they've split it. It was $100 and then they split it. It went down to like 25. Now it's like 17. And then went back up to like a shitload. It just skyrocketed. So it's like, I don't know. It's just, will everything crash? Will GameStop skyrocket? Will the meme stocks come back? Who the fuck knows? I don't think GameStop ever squoze. I've always said that. I don't know if you should buy it though. Like, don't get on a hype train and buy a GameStop. Just wait and see what happens. I'm just saying that if GameStop skyrockets, it's all but assured the stock market will crash. All but assured. Apparently they reported gains, but just because they reported gains, that's no reason for the stock to shoot up like this. This is like, this is abnormal. This is like 4% off of gains. No, this is so fucking abnormal. We sold a lot of Funko Pops, where stock skyrockets 4%. Like, no, that doesn't happen. This nip says, prepare yourself for the dip. You gotta prepare yourself for the dip. That's what I'm saying, man. I feel like it's gonna crash, man. I feel like it's gonna crash. This is so weird. Yeah, this kike faggot can't buy stock. Oh well, you can only sell it. Everyone's saying buy one share. Fuck no, dude, it's too late now. You gotta buy before it jumps up 4%. That's the trick. Now it is too late. Can't jump on hype trains. That's how you lose money. Okay, final thread of the day. This is my fun thread. This is the V thread. My relationship with fighting games. This is all green text. Picture is evil Ryu. Man, that fighting game looks so cool. Watching people play it is so entertaining. Tournaments are awesome. I guess I'll give it a try. Of course I'll suck at first, but I guess I'll slowly learn the basics and manage to stand my ground. Okay, here we go. Countless hours of getting raped online nonstop. Wow, I'm really bad, aha, I have to practice more. Keeps getting raped, no signs of improvement. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Look at videos, tutorials, can't follow them. Can't react to anything my opponent does. If I somehow can react to whenever, let's say anti-air, then I get fucked with anything else. Constant anal raping makes me angry as shit and start playing worse and worse as a result. Ends up throwing matches as soon as half HP goes away without managing to land a single jab. Keep getting banned because leaving matches. Why the fuck are you leaving matches? You're the worst type of people. Smash controller. So, I'm so fucking tired of this endless cycle of being bad and getting mad at being bad. How do I break free? I still like watching other people play. No matter what I do, I want to improve, I want to be better. No matter how much I practice, it's useless. I've played Street Fighter V for over 200 hours. And I'm still stuck in bronze, not even super bronzed. Oh my god. Oh my god, dude. Okay, let me explain this because I'm kind of a fighting game player myself. Okay, I'm good at a little bit of everything. I'm just good at a little bit of fucking everything, except musical instruments, probably. Maybe a little bit of violin. I'm just good at fucking everything. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a jack of all trades. I'm a man of many talents and no expertise. I don't know what to tell you. I'm that kind of person. So I play fighting games. Here's my tips. Here's what this guy is doing wrong. I know exactly what this guy is doing wrong. Okay, this is the kind of person. Okay, he doesn't use a... You need to go into something with a fucking goal in mind, a vision, a fucking game plan, okay? This dude's mentality is such Zoomer mentality. Zoomer mentality, no guidance, no father figure. This guy's just like, I'm smashing the controller and nothing's happening. I'm not winning. Why? What's going on? I have no idea. Dude, I mean, if you're just smashing the controller with no fucking guidance, no thought process whatsoever, how are you going to improve? How are you going to get better? You're not. You're just going to stay at your same level. Okay, you need to go into it with the feeling, okay, like, I've never played fighting games before. I suck at them, okay? I need to get better at them, okay? How do I get better at them? How do I do stuff better? Well, you learn. You learn them. How do you learn? You do. You practice. How do you practice? You do things over and over and over again. So let's start at the very start. This guy probably can't even fucking throw a fireball reliably, okay? He probably sucks at the gaming mode. He probably doesn't even understand fighting games, okay? He should go into the training room and then just fire the fireball over and over and over again. Like fireball, 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 fireball. I'm shit you not, just fireballs for an hour of fireballs. Throw that fireball for an hour. Okay, you've never thrown that fireball in your life before. Yes, you have to sit there for a fucking hour and throw that fireball. Yes. Okay, you've never done it before. You need to get that muscle memory, man. And plus, your thumb's going to get all tired because your thumb has never done this motion. Okay, if you're playing on a shitty controller, especially. You should be playing on a fight stick because they're awesome, or a hitbox or something. But, you know, you should just start at what you're going to play on. So if you want to get into fighting games, you should just get a fucking fight. So you're like, Lou, what are you talking? Why are you going into fighting games? Why are you talking about this? Because I want to. It's my show and I'm going to talk about what I want to and just turn the fucking show off now if you don't like it. Look, you want to learn a fighting game, you can get good on a controller. There are fighting game players that play on a controller. There's a lot of niggers that play on controllers because they can't afford a fight stick because they're poor niggers, okay? They can't go buy a fight stick like a white person. So they have to play on a controller like this nigger right here, okay? So there's niggers that play on controller and they're really good, okay? You can overcome anything, okay? But just play on what you're... Just start at what you're going to end up playing on. So if you're going to play fighting games, go buy a fucking fighting game stick and play on it. I say with a square gate because a square gate is Japanese. Retards play with a 8-way octagonal gate. It's fucking stupid. Play with a 4-way gate fighting stick. Go get a Mad Catz. It's the cheapest. It has the best buttons and stuff. Just go get a... Mad Catz is a shit controller company. They have shit controllers, but they have good fighting sticks. So go get a fight stick from them. Get a fucking Mad Catz 4-way gate fight stick. The one on Amazon says it's 8-way. It's not. It's 4-way. Amazon doesn't know what the fuck it's talking about. I'm giving you so much good information in a condensed format if you only knew. So you have your fighting game stick. You're doing your stupid little fireball over and over and over in training mode for an hour. Okay? You're like, wow, I can finally throw this fireball reliably. Okay? Okay, well now you have to turn your character the other way because you've been firing it to the right for an hour. Now you gotta fire it to the left for an hour, okay? Or maybe going to maybe a half hour would be sufficient if you're good enough. But if you've never thrown a fireball in your life, it might take you a fucking hour. It really might. So then you do it from the other direction. So you do the left side of the screen, do the right side of the screen. You get good at firing the fireball from any direction you want. So you're good at throwing fireballs now. Good fucking job. You can do quarter circle motions on your controller now. Good fucking job. You're that much closer to being successful online. So you've spent 2 hours thus far getting decent at throwing fireballs. Now you do your other special moves. You get good at throwing those whenever you want. Then you start practicing doing, like, simple things your character does. Okay, I mean, the fact that this dude has played 200 hours, that's nothing. That's fucking nothing. That's a pittance of time to get good at something. That's a pittance of time. And he's playing PvP matches. So, I mean, how... Do you even know how your character fucking works? And you're playing PvP matches? You need to figure out what your character could do. Then you need to play versus... Especially for this shitty. Play versus the computer. Get to where you can just land combos on the computer. And then when you can land those reliably, then you play versus people. Very simple. People just want to, like, rush into shit and be good immediately. And that's not how real life works, buddy. You don't just do shit and be good at it. That's just not how life works. It takes hard work and effort and a plan. You need to go into it with a plan. If you go into it with a thought process of doing everything the correct way and not the fastest way, it will come much faster, actually, in the long run. Right here, this guy says 200 hours, green text. Maybe try some effort before you whine. Post Goku training. Exactly, man. 200 hours is goddamn nothing, man. It's like shit in the wind for a fighting game. This guy says, in order to be not bad, you have to play for more than just fun. You have to play to win, which requires study. That's it. That's the trick. You have to... You know, if you want to get better at something, you have to put actual effort in. Like, why are you losing your matches? Because when you land that hit, you don't confirm a combo off of it. When you try to do that skill, you drop it and a fucking punch comes out because you don't have to do a fucking quarter circle motion. So figure out what you're fucking up and just practice that. This OP's trying to do footsies and he doesn't even know how to do a fucking combo. Like, dude, you have to work your way up to footsies. You know, figure out how to do a fucking combo when you hit them, and then you can work on, you know, anti-airing them and doing footsies and stuff, you know? It's like worried about footsies and shit while he can't even do a goddamn combo. Probably can't even do a Hadouken. This guy says, why is V so bad at every game? Because they're a bunch of fucking Zoomers. A bunch of fucking children on this poor fucking children. Street Fighter 6 is coming out soon. I'm definitely going to buy that. I'm definitely going to buy a new stick, too, to play it. Can't wait. I actually got a new computer chair, finally. This one's breaking apart. Just because I bought it at a thrift store for a dollar. I'm not even joking. I bought this chair for a dollar. It's literally falling apart. The guy that owned it previously probably died and, you know, was obese as fuck or something. I don't fucking know. But it's falling apart. And I bought a new one. Poor. I work my ass off and I'm poor. Totally not Asmogold. This guy says, fighting games are unironically one of the hardest genre to get into. It's difficult. It takes a lot of time and requires a minimum of mental health to deal with how bad you'll perform. Dude, that's just a fallacy, dude. There's so many transgenders in fighting games. So, mental health has nothing to do with it. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, you could be a tranny and you could be really good at fighting games. There's a lot. Dude, there's a lot of trannies that are famous in fighting games. There's one that's like Justin Wong and what was her name? Ricky the tranny. Ricky and Jay Wong. That's like the classic fighting game tranny right there. That dude would get his... Dude, that guy got some shit, man. That tranny got some shit. But he weathered the shit and didn't kill himself. So if he went this long without killing himself, I don't think Ricky would kill himself yet. This guy says, you'd think after 200 hours of constantly losing, you'd take a step back and analyze what you're doing wrong. Really? Really? You have to take it slow and do it everything methodically, especially when you haven't... Fighting games are almost like a rhythm genre. It's almost like a rhythm game where each person, you know, like, I'm going to do my rhythm track a little bit, and then you're going to do, like, I'm going to take my turn, then you're going to take your turn, then I'm going to take my turn at the highest level, you know? Combos can be complicated. It's kind of like a rhythm game. So it takes a lot of practice, man, a lot of memorization, a lot of effort goes into games. It feels really good, though, when you go from being, like, really beginner level to being intermediate, and it kind of clicks finally. And you just like effortlessly stomp on nooblets that really have no idea how the game functions and just keep jumping in on you or something, like jump in. You just keep anti-airing them. It's just so simple. You hit a level where you're just like, wow, this is so simple. Feels really good. And then you get to people that are better than you and you're like, holy fuck, I'm pretty decent. This guy's pretty decent. Holy fuck, this is a fight. Can get pretty frustrated sometimes. This guy says, try to play casually for fun. Let's try unranked. Opponent has the strongest DLC character and uses the same combo all the dorks on YouTube are teaching everyone. That guy's talking about Dragon Ball Z. That's 100% Dragon Ball Z, bro. That guy's talking about Dragon Ball Z. That is specifically aimed at Dragon Ball Fighters Z. That's funny. This guy says, for me, it's... Green Techs buy fighting game. Green Techs learn fundamentals. Green Techs get to gold. Green Techs proceed to get raped by every character hyper-specific gimmick. Green Techs guys say to lab the attack matchup. Green Techs need to spend more money for character I don't want to play. Green Techs quit. It's like he's getting owned by someone. He's like, fuck, I gotta buy that thing to figure out how to fight it. Fuck this. Get good, bro. You're losing to gimmicks. For me specifically, Lou, it's buy fighting game. Already know fucking fundamentals. I'm already good at fighting games. Okay. Learn that I've picked up the game 2 months late because I'm poor. Get to gold fighting people that already know how to play the fucking game better than I do. I've only been playing it a fucking day and a half. They've been playing it for 2 months and I'm still better than they are. Then proceed to get raped by characters that are not hyper-specific gimmick characters. They're just people that have been playing the game for a very long time. Need to spend more time playing characters I don't want to play. I don't want to spend my time labbing. I hate labbing. I just want to play. I like playing. Learning from feel. I'm a play-by-feel player. I'll stream some Street Fighter when it drops. Oh, look, Luigi!
excuse me, he asked for pickles. He asked for pickles, thank you.
Cute. My waifu. My literal waifu, guys. Hi, Daisy.
I don't even care that Street Fighter VI is super hyper woke because I know that Capcom needed all that ESG money. I know they needed all of that ESG money, so whatever. They can pander all they want. I don't give a fuck. The games are always woke. It actually looks like they're kind of skirting around the censors a little bit. A little. We'll see, though. Ooh, look, my character. I play her. Maybe I'll close out the stream with some of that. I haven't played in a really long time. Exciting high-level gameplay. I love Ramnathal. Dude, you get someone in a corner with Ramnathal, they're fucked. I got swords, bitch, and I'm in the corner, you're fucked. I haven't played since they added Bridget. There was so much drama around Bridget. I haven't played. That's the thread, we're done, guys. That's it, that's the show. I gotta do shout-outs. Thanks, a happy person, for your tip, thank you. I appreciate it, friend. I appreciate it, thank you. It helps. Every little bit helps. It will go towards the show. Everything goes towards the show. That's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Bye. She has a four-leaf clover like 4chan.
Oh, boy. God, I forgot to do everything. Why can I not?
There we go. Aha! Oh, it's like riding a bike, guys. It's like riding a bike. I just had to remember. Are you ready? I ain't biking! Let's rock. Oh, no! That's pretty good for first match. That's pretty good. I hate this fight too. He knew she was fucked. God, why did I dash? Oh my god, this controller. My dash button is not that right button. God, that fucks me up. Fucks my character up. It's like riding a bike, guys, and if the bike doesn't work right... It's okay, though, I'll still win. I'm just manually dashing! Fuck it, I don't need a button. I win. Easy mode! Fuck, I'm not even... Dude, fuck, one match. I'm good. Can't even dash. I have no dash button. I need my dash button. Let's rock. Oh, this guy's hard too. I'm so good now that I got my dash button. You reap what you sow. I'm pretty, pretty good now. Easy mode. Duel 2. Let's rock. Never, dude. I anti-aired you. Cheap. I think that was an overhead. I was blocking low when he hit me high. Be mine. Recover. Recompose. This may hurt. Direct hit. Are you hitting me? Are you hitting me? I see the animation! Immortus! Oh my god, no. Gotta eat this guy. No! This guy's tough. This is actually one of the guys I've been in the most trouble with.
Congratulations. You work for the government now.
Why does everyone look so baggy in this game? Everyone in this game looks baggy.
Duel one. Let's rock.
Easy mode.
Didn't do anything. He had to break right there. He was stuck. Oh, how? How did he get out of the corner? He's kicking his ass. I don't know you!
This meant something, but I don't know what. So I'll keep going.
Gotta hate this guy. Stupid ghost. Should have waited. Should have waited a second. His jump is so delayed. He like floats in the air. It's kind of hard to time, right? Oh, now you're in the corner. Oh no, now he's gonna get out of the corner. God damn it. Move my sword back. God. He's fucked. No, he blocked out! Oh my god, I knew we were gonna do that. Yes, I got him.
You reap what you sow.
Easy.
Slap.
Clutch. Oh, I did all three. I did all three. Blocked all of them. No, stop blocking, you fool. Oh, again. Oh my God, how? God, how did he get out? God, I hate this fuck. Uh-oh. I'm gonna get hit. Oh, did I not catch him? I got him. Oh man, I'm so good at this game. Dude, I haven't played this game in a year! A fucking year! Right back into it. Still kicking ass.
I didn't win anything. I'm too strong.
God. I'm really bad against that guy, too. God, how's he beat my sword? How's that hit low? God, stupid thing in the air. Get fucked. It's my grab button! There it is. Okay, should have grabbed him. If I would have grabbed him, I would have won that game. The guy. Just gonna get in his head. Oh man. How'd that not hit? Cool. Uh-oh. I knew it. Fucked. Slash. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and show now. Thank you for watching, everybody. One person that's left, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.